Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. All right, you guys, welcome to a new episode of Go Bayside. It is the Saved by the Bell podcast where I have a guest come over and watch an episode of the show with me. Then we critically deconstruct it for you piece by piece. Now, today's guest is a very special guest that I just met, but who's going to probably be my new best friend, because when he walked in and I said the name of the episode, he immediately went, oh yeah, that's the one where Jesse and Slater get locked in the boiler room. His name is Jerry Ferrara. You can say hi.
Hi, and I cannot believe it took me this long to find you.
Yeah, because
as a friend, of course.
You were rattling off Saved by the Bell facts as soon as you walked in my door.
It's actually scary how much knowledge I have, and I'm here to dazzle.
Yes, you already have. Like I said, you knew it as soon as I said the title, which, by the way, yeah, we did just watch an episode called The Senior Prom, and the original air date was November 7th, 1992. Now, what I need you to do is just give a brief synopsis, and then we'll like really, really get into it.
Okay, brief synopsis for the episode. Bayside High faces budget cuts affecting the senior prom. The gang decide a way to make it all happen and answer some unfinished questions about their relationships.
It's true.
All of them. The whole cast.
Yes. Beautifully put. Yeah, because, and then I'll say when we were watching it, and you'll, as a super fan, you know, there is like a weird time where, of course, when Jesse and Zach, or Kelly and Zach first break up for Jeff, the college guy, that's like an episode that addresses it. However, in later times, there's like weird times where they are together, but then they're not. And same with Jesse and Slater. Like in this episode, nobody's together.
It's not a secret. It's been a tumultuous ride with Zach and Kelly. And I know I was devastated when Jeff came into the picture.
Oh, me too.
I took that very, very hard.
Me too.
The whole older guy. By the way, if I was old enough, what a guest star.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine auditioning for that role.
And getting it.
Well,
Patrick, the guy who played Jeff was like way old, though. Like he was older than college age when he
got
that part.
Right, but Tiffany Amber Thiessen was probably 18 years old by then playing 15
true.
Or 16 or something. And Jeff was probably like 30.
He was probably 30 playing a college guy. But so in this episode, nobody's together, though. But okay, so the episode opens. Classic move. Zach is talking directly to the camera. And he's like, you guys, I'm real psyched about prom. It's going to be awesome. You know, I'm Zach. I can take anyone I want. I'm looking for my prom date. But
They cut to Jesse in the hallway freaking out because nobody's buying tickets to the prom.
As usual, Jesse's having some major financial issues. She's always trying to raise money for some kind of various act that she's trying to perform. But yeah, and we were even talking while we were watching Bayside High. Bayside's the Palisades.
It's the Palisades. It's rich kids.
It is the poorest rich school in America. Easily.
Yes, because this is one of the episodes, like, you know, in previous episodes, like I said, they talk about how they have a shuttle bus to take them from their cars to the school, which are like, that's rich as shit. And then this one, they're like, oh, we can't sell prom tickets. Everybody's too poor to buy prom tickets.
And let's not forget, we figured out, I think it was before this season, that the school is on an oil field.
Mm-hmm.
So they have oil money.
They have oil money.
Someone came along and stole all that oil money.
Yeah, because she's freaking out. She's like, nobody's buying prom tickets. They're $50 a piece, which I do have to say, that's pretty steep. I don't think my prom...
Is it? I guess in 1992.
Well, like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I didn't go to my senior prom.
You didn't go to, did you go to any proms?
Did you
have a junior prom?
I went to a girl's senior prom when I was like a sophomore, but I had this weird, I went to public school, but all my friends went to like private Catholic school, so my friends were not technically in my school.
Oh, okay.
So I would like go to school and just dip out and go see my friends that like lived on my block.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, because I went to prom, but I don't know. I don't remember it being that expensive that it was $50 a piece.
$50, I guess,
in
1992. Yeah, that's probably... I feel like nowadays it's probably crazy. Yeah. We should find that out.
Yeah. Nowadays, I bet it's
$500 a ticket.
Yeah, totally. Because I'm sure it's like at fancy places. But yeah, so she's like, nobody's buying them. And then Screech walks down the hall and he's dressed in like, you know, country guy. He's wearing like overalls and a cowboy hat and shit.
Yes, they're putting on a performance of Oklahoma.
Yeah, and people are like literally chasing him down the hall to get tickets. And so they're like, what are you selling? Everybody's trying to buy it. And he's like, tickets to Oklahoma. And they're like, what's your secret? And he goes, oh, well, they're 50 cents a piece.
See, here's something people don't really understand about Screech Powers.
Okay.
Samuel Screech Powers.
Right.
He's a genius.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, built a robot.
He built a robot. He's charging. He knows what the marketplace is like. So
right.
He has a sold out show of Oklahoma. Screech Powers grows up essentially to be Mark Zuckerberg to me.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's why, if you really look at now how nerds of that kind of culture dominate the world.
Yeah.
A lot of them are angry because you see the way, we'll talk about the way Screech is treated in the episode later.
But in this case, I got to say this though. I don't know about your high school. In my high school, no production of Oklahoma would have been sold out. I don't care if tickets are free. Like, that many kids in my school would not be trying to go see Oklahoma.
If it was like 50 cents and we'll throw in like a dime bag of weed that you could smoke
then,
at the show, then we'd go see Oklahoma for sure.
But otherwise, like, even if it was 50 cents, like, people are chasing him down to get tickets. That would not happen.
I am not raising kids in the Palisades.
Yeah. No offense to drama kids, but like in my high school, that would not, they'd be like, whatever. The only people that really, I was in a couple of plays and the only people who went were like people's parents. Like
the
it
tickets,
wasn't.
But did people have to buy tickets? Weren't they free in high school?
No, they probably were like $5 or something because like the drama club got the money.
Right.
But even then, it's not like people were like all trying to go.
And by the way, there's not one other person that you can imagine out of all the extras, like who's doing that show of Oklahoma with
Screech?
Right,
exactly.
Is it a one man show? I feel like it's a Screech Powers Presents. Oklahoma, one man show.
He's doing all the parts. So they're like, what's your secret? He's like, oh, well, they're really cheap. And then they start talking about prom. And that's when they're all just kind of talking, like, hey, who are you going with? Who are you going with? And Kelly.
This is the most ridiculous storyline.
Kelly Kapowski, the hottest girl in the whole school. Is like, oh, well, no one has asked me yet.
Unless it became confirmed information that she had some kind of awful,
dude, unless she had
super
AIDS,
contagious
people
disease.
Are asking her.
She's not only the hottest girl in school. I mean, she's definitely the hottest girl in that whole area.
Yes.
And she doesn't have a date for prom. Yeah.
No, and like, in my school, all the hot chicks, like, 50 dudes a day were trying to ask the hot chicks to prom.
Now, I guess you could argue the point that, well, see, she's so hot that maybe people are just staying away because guys are scared
to ask her
and intimidated.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's just, there's only about 30 kids in the whole school.
In the whole school. So it's like, why not give it a shot?
The odds of getting a yes are pretty solid.
Totally.
That's the most unbelievable, one of the more unbelievable storylines Saved by the Bell's ever done.
Fully agree with you. She's like, sadly says, nobody asked me yet. Now, they're at the Max. They're all sitting around. And Screech goes, well, I'm going to go ask this girl. He walks over and is like, calls her Cupcake. He's like, hey, Cupcake, got a date for the prom. And this is the first of many, like, the girls that diss Screech on here. And look, everybody's gone to high school with nerds. I went to high school with guys like Screech, like just dorks, whatever. Even the most terrible, mean hot girl, like, no, they would just go, no, thanks. Like, they wouldn't be like, fuck you, you gross asshole. Like, they are so mean to Screech.
Well, you see why.
Like, above and beyond, though.
Yeah, you see why some people grow up and they have issues with the world.
Yeah, that's true. Like, hot girls.
That being said,
yeah.
That being said, in today's day, I feel like you would have a major problem if you walked up to a woman and called her Cupcake.
Cupcake is not acceptable. That's not acceptable.
I feel like you'd be ridiculed on social media immediately.
Oh, I agree with you. Like, that's not a solid move, but also the girls could just go. Like, even if
so, I'll let that one slide. I'll let that girl being mean because of the whole Cupcake remark.
I agree.
I think Screech should know better.
That's true. And we'll get to the other lady. But it's just like, yeah, if a guy asks me out, even, like, I don't want to go out with, I just go, oh, no, thank you. I'm not like, oh, I can't believe you asked me out. How gross. Like, nobody does that. Like, that's so,
like,
mean.
The girl's so offended. Like, do you know how hot I am?
It's exactly
I'm so
like that.
Out of your league. What is wrong
it
with
is.
You?
It's like, have you not looked at me? Look at how hot I am, Screech. How dare you? So then Kelly is, she's working at the Max. She's waitressing.
Shalom, dad still hadn't found the job yet.
I guess.
Dad still has not gotten a job
he
yet.
He didn't get another job at the missile factory or whatever because he like makes missiles. Remember how they're like, peace broke out.
I've lost my job. We don't need weapons of mass destruction anymore.
I guess there's
anymore.
Still peace in the world. So Kelly is working hard. She's waitressing. Now she goes over to Matt's table and is like, hey, Matt, can I get you anything? And that's when Matt goes, when you smile like that, I got everything I need. You were not feeling this line.
I'm not feeling the line. I'm also not feeling Matt because he's the resident meathead, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? He kind of almost took over for where Slater was. Slater's pretty evolved in this episode.
Yeah, it's true.
And in this season, I feel like, you know, they're seniors. He's much more calm. That felt like whoever wrote a lot of the dialogue for Slater probably wrote
was
Matt's
writing for
character.
Matt.
Yeah.
And also, he's just where Matt just appears in this episode. You've never heard of Matt before or since.
No, and he's a good-looking guy.
He's totally.
I feel like I could say that. He's a good-looking guy.
Definitely a good-looking guy. Definitely
you would think
at least
he would
30 years
have
old.
Asked Kelly days ago. Like, he's just now getting to Kelly, like, the day of prom. He would have targeted Kelly Kapowski days ago.
And he's... And like you said, if the theory is that guys are too nervous to ask Kelly, he wouldn't be. He's a good-looking dude. He would have been confident enough to ask her sooner.
I guess if you were to rank it, obviously Zach and Slater are number one and number two at Bayside. But from what I really looked at the extras in this episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Matt's a close three.
Matt's a three with a bullet.
Yeah, definitely. I fully agree with you. So he should have gotten in there sooner. But so... He spits that, like, cheesy line at Kelly, but she totally is into it.
Kelly has issues, all right?
Yeah.
Kelly, who is the hot... I'm obsessed. She's my favorite.
Yeah.
She beats Winnie Cooper for me. She's,
oh, totally.
She's the number one.
Yes.
But she has some emotional issues.
Sure. Oh, sure
she doesn't know
what
she wants. She's a little wishy-washy.
Yeah.
And she falls for stupid lines.
It's true, because she super eats this line up and is just like, oh, Matt... But then you cut over to the table with the crew, and they're all talking, and Slater is like, well, you know, Preppy, who's your date? And he's like, watch and learn. Now, he goes over and approaches Jamie, another person we have yet to hear from, and is like, you know, hey, how's it going, whatever, and then looks and then, like, realizes in the middle, like, oh, this isn't Kelly.
Yeah, you realize, oh, Kelly's single
from
that? Like, I don't, that's the thing that bothered me most about the whole episode is the realization that him and Kelly just haven't noticed each other in so long.
Well, and then also, yeah, this is in that weird time where they're not together, even though a couple episodes before they are. Like, that's just a weird time where it's not clear that they broke up a second time. So, but yeah, so he's in the middle of asking Jamie, who, by the way, is minimum 30 years old.
Oh,
minimum.
At least.
Yeah.
She's had her SAG card for a long time.
Yeah. She's like, I don't think I can get a sitter for prom night. Sorry. So, but he's like in the middle of asking her and then like craps out because he's like, oh yeah, Kelly is the one. Oh, because Kelly comes over to bring him a milkshake. And so then he's like, oh, yeah, Kelly, and then just gets up and leaves. And Jamie's like, what the hell?
Now, I will give credit to the writer who kind of brought it back. Because at first I was like, you know what, there's no way Zach does not know. Like, how is he just realizing the Kelly thing? But that moment where Kelly comes over looking
yeah,
all
like
cute.
Yeah, like the magic happens.
With the milkshake. Yes. Like, I know you like, you know, yes. chocolate milkshakes. Here you go. I get it.
Yeah.
Then I think the turn could have been made more. I think they were a beat off. That's right. The turn where I would say, okay, Zach, you need to go get her back.
Right, like right then.
They were a little, they jumped the gun with the turn.
Yeah.
Where he just noticed her out of nowhere.
Right. Right, so that happens, and that's when he gives up on Jamie mid-sentence. Is like, never mind, Jamie, have fun. And then the gang's like, what's your deal? And he's just like, oh, I noticed she's left-handed. And they're like, okay, you're being way too fucking picky.
Let me point out, too, Jamie was wearing some badass overalls that I now see girls wearing. Oh, like, it's weird.
It's like
I really
back.
Looked at the clothes, too, yes. in addition to the extras, and I feel like my girlfriend has those overalls.
Those, like,
and was
high-waisted
wearing. Yeah.
overalls?
Yeah.
All
no,
right.
I've seen them. No, I've seen them, and I don't know anything about trends, but I feel like I've seen them multiple times.
Oh, no, this shit is definitely coming back.
It's on the way back.
Yeah, yeah. So he's just like, sorry, Jamie. And then the next scene is they're in class, and again, everybody's giving him shit. Like, Slater's like, what's up? The prom's coming up. Like, you still don't have a date, dude. What's the deal? And he
yeah,
goes,
I'm gonna, like, clown you so hard yes! if you don't have a date.
Yes! I mean, he's just like, what are you waiting on? So he's like, watch this. And so he walks over to Kathy now. And he's like, Kathy, what's up? Like, would you have a date for prom? And then that's when Kelly walks in again and just goes, hi, Zach.
Now, look, here's the difference between, you want to talk about why Matt is number three and Zach is number yeah. one? Because Zach didn't walk up there and say, oh, the moon in your eyes.
Yeah, no
He
lines.
Just walked over nope. with swag.
Yes!
Swag central. And was
yes!
like, hey, you know, I don't know if you have a date. Would you like to be my date?
Totally straightforward.
Confident,
yes!
straightforward. Didn't hit her with some cheese ball lines. She was
yes!
about to melt. And then Kelly Kapowski
yeah.
walks by.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm sure I've said this on many episodes that guys out there, you need to know how far confidence will take you.
There's people, you guys out there, you need to look at. Okay, you need to look at Zach Morris.
Yes!
You need to look at Tom Cruise as Maverick in Top Gun.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Because it's
totally.
Just, I went on a Twitter rampage. Well, I was like live tweeting Top Gun when it was on
okay,
cable
Top Gun
the other day.
Like, no shit, one of my favorite movies of all time.
To go to a girl's house and
just
then just be like,
oh,
I gotta
take shower.
It's the most gangster
what?
Move of all
what?
Time. Zach Morris,
seriously?
Tom Cruise,
yes.
and Top Gun. Two people, men, if you're struggling with the ladies, go just watch
fucking
some of their...
take notes.
Yes.
Take notes from those
That's
dudes.
That's what I would do.
Yes. Totally 100%.
So sorry, but yes. We
no,
were,
that
we were
are you
somewhere.
Kidding me? Like, I just was talking about Top Gun the other day because my friend Ben in Atlanta hadn't seen it yet. And I was like, what are you talking about? But then I will say this. I watched Top Gun all the time growing up, all the time. I had it on VHS, but... after Goose died, I just stopped it and rewound it because it gets too bummer after Goose dies.
It gets real dark.
Yeah, so I would just rewind it and watch it from the beginning. I mean, other than the like final fighting scene is rad, but it was like too much of a bummer.
I never understood like why did they make, I think I actually tweeted this too, why did they make Goose wear a shirt in the volleyball scene? Only because like he seems like he's an in-shape guy.
Yeah, but I think but that's a Goose move. Goose is the goofy dude. Like I feel like he's like, look, I know I'm the goof. I don't have muscles like these guys do. So like I'm going to stay goofy, wear my shirt. Leave the muscles up to Iceman and Maverick. And plus, you don't want them. Nobody can outshine Maverick.
I guess that's what it is, too. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it was.
Because that's a real... Goose is like the guy who like swims in a t-shirt. It's
like,
do
you think they
that
talked
guy.
About, like, don't worry, Mav, I'm not going to wear a shirt.
You know, I'm not even joking. I bet it was in, like, Tom Cruise's contract. Like, I get to be ripped. Nobody else does. Like, don't make anybody look better than me. I'm fucking Maverick.
Well, guys, watch Maverick's moves and definitely watch Zach
yes.
as he went up to
Take
that
notes.
Girl. Because he had that girl wrapped around his
yes.
finger.
Yes. Just walk right up. Hey, you got a date for prom? What's up? And she's like, I'll totally go with you. And then yeah, as soon as Kelly walks in, Zach is like, oh, sorry, Kathy, never mind, I just remembered I got something else to do, whatever. So he totally checks out of asking Kathy. Then after he does that, Screech goes up to Kathy. Screech is like, well, I heard you don't have a date. And then that's Kathy's the first to be like, fuck you, Screech. Like, she's so brutal about it. She's just like, I'm not going with you, you loser.
Let me tell you something about Kathy. All right, first of all, Kathy's still single to this day. I'll fucking guarantee it.
Absolutely. Nobody's good enough for Kathy.
Secondly, you know what? Kathy is the reason why a lot of rich, powerful nerds nowadays mm-hmm. are womanizers.
Oh, of course.
Because of that stuff. Now, I'm not saying what the men do now, what Screech is doing now, womanizing rich is correct, because that's what
right.
I imagine Screech is doing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's correct for doing that, but Kathy is the reason why.
I agree with you.
So mean.
They're getting back at the
yes.
women they couldn't
revenge.
Get in high school. It's what me and my friend Millie called nerd revenge.
100%.
It totally is.
She was real. I mean, she she was, like I said, Screech cleaned it up too. He didn't call her cupcake. There was no disparaging.
He was pretty straightforward too. He was just like, I heard you're single. But you're right. That activity in high school, now those guys that are grown and rich, they totally bang as many hot chicks as possible to get back at the hot
chicks.
That's
why they try to take 10 models on their private plane to Cabo.
Because they're like, I'll show you, Kathy.
That happened at Bayside High.
Yes. 100% agree with you. That is definitely a thing. So Kathy is super mean to him. And Screech is like sulking and walks off. Now that's when Zach realizes, you know what? I gotta go with Kelly. There's no one else I can go with.
Dummy. He should have known that. He should never forget that.
Yeah, he
should have
known that from day one.
Yeah, that's just unacceptable, Zach.
Yeah. So he comes to him in the hallway. He's like, look, I gotta ask Kelly. There's only one person I can go with. He takes Kelly aside, gives her a beautiful speech, beautifully like, you know what? There's only one girl. I realize there's one girl I care about. It's you. Will you go with me? And that's when Kelly has to drop the bombshell.
Snooze, you lose, pal.
Exactly. She's like, I'm sorry, I already said yes to Matt Wilson. Sucks for you, buddy. Now, Zach being Zach is like, oh, it's cool, like, plays it off. Oh, totally. I totally get it. No problem. See you later.
But it hurts.
Oh,
because I think he also knows that Matt, probably being that Matt is number three on the Bayside's most, I guess, eligible bachelor list.
Yeah.
Like, Matt probably takes down a lot of girls.
Oh, without question.
So that really, that's what the one thing I loved about Zach while being number one in the high school, he still let us into his own insecurities.
Oh, yeah. He still had a heart.
Yes. And he was just worried that maybe he couldn't compete with Matt.
Yeah.
And Matt was maybe going to get some after prom.
Right, right. So he's, you can see it on his face. He's like, oh, man, real disappointed. So, but he tried. But he's like, it's cool, Kelly. I get it. We're still friends. Everything's fine.
Well, he knows the one cardinal rule of all men. Like, just don't show him. Don't show him.
Yeah.
Show no emotion.
She can't know. She can't know that she crushed you.
You take it on the chin. You walk out. And then you go. It's like Ben Stiller in Something About Mary sums it up. When, like, Mary finally crushes him at the end, he acts like nothing even happened, and then when they cut to him outside, he's bawling hysterically.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Yeah, yeah.
Zach
so,
definitely went outside and cried.
Yeah, Zach's about to go cry, but for now, he's keeping it together. And then we cut to Belding's office. Belding is like physically pushing Jesse out of the office, slams the door in her face, in a student's face, because he's like, look, you haven't sold enough prom tickets, we're going to have to cancel the prom. Slams the door in her face, which you can't do. That's insane.
I mean, he'd be arrested.
He'd be totally arrested.
He would have several cases.
Yes, he's like physically pushing a student out the thing. And so she's like, no, just give me more time. And then the next scene is they're having an emergency prom committee meeting. It's an emergency.
I could see why that has taken the top order in most important meetings.
Oh, yeah. They're like, this is an emergency, you guys. We might not have a prom.
Don't worry that there's only 30 kids in the school.
Yeah, yes.
Don't worry that
the prom in someone's backyard.
Don't worry that the gym is 4x4.
Yes, exactly, because that's when they go, they're trying to figure out, they're like, look, we haven't sold any tickets. What are we going to do? And then someone, I think Zach, somebody goes, why don't we have it in the gym? And that's when Belding is like, well, we can't. It's decorated for Oklahoma, which, okay, I have several questions. Number one, why are you putting a play on in the gym?
I have several other questions.
Oh, tons of questions. But I went to a high school, a normal, not rich high school, that had a theater. Had, like, a theater to put on plays. And
right,
then
do
a
they
gym
not have
separately.
An auditorium?
Yes, exactly.
At Bayside
an
High?
Auditorium. So, which we know they do because they've had, like, Miss Bayside pageant was in the auditorium.
Right. But you could tell that set doubled as the gym.
Yes, okay, yes, but we're led to believe that it's the auditorium.
Places.
So why aren't they having the play in the auditorium?
How long
is Oklahoma going on?
And not only that, all right, $50 a ticket.
Yeah.
We know, we could safely say there's no more than 30 seniors.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
That's $300.
Yeah. That's,
write the check, Belding.
Yes.
Write the check yourself. You know
yes.
what? Be good to your students.
The
I know you're a principal.
Has $300
you maybe
in petty
don't
cash.
Write. You maybe don't make tons of money. You know, teachers are underpaid. Principals are underpaid. Write the check. Meet them halfway.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. He
could definitely contribute
easily.
I fully agree.
$300.
But it is just weird where it's like, why don't you have the play in the auditorium? How long is the run of Oklahoma that you need the gym the whole time? Like, is it running for like months?
How long is Screech's one man
yes.
show?
Yes. Yes. So they're just like, well, we can't because for some reason the play is decorated for Oklahoma.
Right, and we can't take those expansive sets down.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whatever, the hay, the bales of hay.
We only have $300 for prom, but we spent $8,000 on the sets for Oklahoma.
Yes!
That's genius.
Well, so that's when Zach goes, well, how about this? I'm Zach. We'll save the day as usual. Why don't we have a square dance themed prom? Then we leave the...
It's a mashup.
Yeah, exactly. Oklahoma prom mashup.
It's a mashup.
Because we got country decorations. We'll just wear cowboy boots and we'll have that prom. And everybody immediately is like, oh, it's the best. Best idea ever, Zach. We're definitely doing it.
Now, let's point out something because we haven't pointed it out.
Okay.
Lisa Turtle, at this moment, hasn't really done a whole lot. She has her arc in the episodes coming.
Yeah.
But she's made some comments about Zach.
Yeah.
And his whole approach to the Kelly thing. Do you think, because I know they dated.
Right.
But in my mind, I always imagine that Lisa is still love with Zach and is just sitting around silently in misery.
Yeah. How can you blame her? Of course. Because I would be too. But they're dated. That never gets mentioned again. Never, ever. That time they dated during the fashion show never gets brought up.
There's no secret that even though they broke up, they were still hooking up.
But in real life they dated for like 3 years.
Oh, has there not been a book yet? Has no one ever written a tell-all book?
Screech wrote one.
He did.
I haven't read it because I kind of don't want to because it also gets into him banging a lot of chicks and I don't want to know about Screech's
dick. No, I just want to know about what the set life was like.
Oh,
They all must have banged each other.
You also have to listen to the episode I did with this guy named Justin because he was an extra on a bunch of them. He grew up here and he was an extra on a bunch and he had some way inside dirt and was talking about how like girls...
Gotta give me the episode number.
I'll send you the link.
My first one.
Totally.
I'm going to go back and start from one.
Well, you got to listen to his because he was talking about how... And he's like... Do you know the band She Wants Revenge?
Yes.
He's the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
And he... Dude. He was talking about like all this crazy shit. Like Screech was way into guns and like after shoots would be like, you guys want to go shoot guns with me? And Justin was like, no.
Oh,
and
come
like
on, Screech.
Talking about how Slater was trying to get up on all of his friends. Slater was real rapey and like real trying to bang every girl on set all the time, real aggressively. Yeah, he had some dirt. So definitely listen to that. But as far as tell-all, Screech did write one, but I might have to
breeze through that one. But
I know I'm kind of defiantly not reading it, but I think I am. And you know they are currently making a Lifetime movie about it. It's going to come out in like October, like a behind the scenes Saved by the Bell movie.
But like not like documentary, like a scripted movie.
No, yeah, like a scripted movie. They've already cast. I'll have to send you because the cast does not look
all right. If you
like the people,
could play anyone.
If I could,
and you could use main cast members or like cool arcs. There's been some cool arcs, 3-episode arcs.
Yeah,
you could play anyone.
I mean, obviously, I would want to play Kelly.
Right, but if you want to go off the beaten path a little bit, say take the main characters out.
Actually, you know
what?
I'd probably play Tori
or
because
I'm
pretty manly. I think I would have to do Tori. What about you? I mean, obviously, you want to play Zach.
That's what I mean. But if I was going to change it up, I'm saying go like arc.
Yeah.
And just go like 3-episode arc or guest star. Well, I'm trying to remember his name. Johnny something.
Johnny Dakota.
Johnny Dakota, thank you.
Okay.
I would maybe want to play the Johnny Dakota role.
Okay. All right. I could see that. Okay, well, then I might. Maybe I would be the hot nurse, Jennifer. Remember when
he
falls for the hot nurse?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? She pulls it off because you would say normally, Zach, you got Kelly. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
But I could see that act was so well done.
You know what I loved about this, too, when I was watching it like as a kid? That Zach seemed to be exclusively into brunettes.
Oh, yeah. You never
see
him
with a blonde.
And it made
me feel a lot better about myself. I don't think so. Ginger. He briefly like weirdly goes on some dates with Ginger. But other than that, that dude was all about brunettes.
Look, I kid you not, and let's get back into the episode for sure, but just so you know where I'm coming from.
Yes.
I watched this show so obsessively when I was a kid, I had nightmares that Kelly got with Slater.
No!
I'm talking like woke up like my heart hurt.
No!
And I'm not kidding.
Oh my!
I used to wake up, I would tape the episodes.
Yeah.
And I would wake up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m, and I didn't have a TV in my room or anything like that. We only had like one TV in the living room, definitely only one VCR.
Yeah.
And I would wake up at 2 a.m, and the whole house would be sleeping. I'd sneak into the living room, and I'd just have a marathon.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Did you ever get caught? Like, were your parents waking up like, what are you doing?
Yeah, my mom would come in and be like, what are you doing? Like, go to bed. And this was like on a Friday night.
Oh, sure.
To get ready for the Saturday
morning. Oh, my God, catching up on it.
I would get ready for the second.
Well, how did you feel
morning.
Then about that one episode where they do kind of get together, the skipping school episode where Jesse falls for the
awful.
Environmentalist
you know
guy?
Which one I really really troubled me was I guess it was the Sweethearts dance.
Yes.
And then when Wait, was that the one? Yeah, that was the one where they made the subliminal message tape.
Yes, and they give each other the hearts.
But up until the tape.
When
like,
Zach Morris is the blonde Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I mean, Slater was winning.
Yeah.
Before Zach made the subliminal message Beau Revere tape, I think it was.
Yes, it was Beau Revere.
Before that tape, like, Kelly outright picked Slater.
Yeah, it's true.
She
that
was thinking
weird.
About it, thinking about it, and then went, Slater, I'm going, I mean, my heart stopped.
You were troubled.
I was so pro Zach, it was insane. It's not even close.
Did you want to be? I mean, I've had several male guests on here who were like, I did want to be Zach Morris.
I tried. You see my hair right now. Right. I'm not even close to a blonde, but I tried to get the Zach Morris hairdo.
Yeah.
Specifically from the season I'm talking about, the Sweetheart Dance season.
Where it was like real big.
It was like real wavy in the front, but then flattened out in the back. I wanted to.
You wanted to be Zach.
Yeah. I think anytime I played any game when I was a kid, my name was always Zach.
I love it.
True story.
That is so. I love you being like, I had nightmares.
Nightmares. I woke
up. Zach
and Kelly
were not
together. Waking up thinking that like Slater and Kelly were exclusively dating, and I woke up and I was panicked.
Right.
And it was so real. And I went into school that whole day. I was like quiet.
Wake up with cold sweats.
I remember everyone asking me, what's wrong? I just obviously I couldn't tell them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, nothing, guys. I just want to make sure that Zach and Kelly are together forever.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Sorry, we really went off.
No, that's amazing.
Tangent there.
So, well, Zach also feels the way you do that he and Kelly should be together. So he tricks Matt. He like goes up to Matt and is like, listen, dude, I used to be Kelly's boyfriend. So let me give you some tips. I got to tell you, her dad is a monster. He's going to totally kick your ass. And so are her brothers. Like, just
Which
beware.
Which is not a preposterous story.
Yeah, it's true.
Story.
It's not like insane, but... You
but
know,
Matt's dumb as shit.
Oh, Matt immediately is like, oh my God, are you serious?
Whoa.
Like, because
he went very
Zach
Keanu
says he's
going to
like, yeah, he was whoa. Super, whoa, dude. Because Zach's like, yeah, he's going to break your thumb or something.
By the way, that was the mistake. Because I would take broken thumbs.
Yeah, oh, for Kelly?
For Kelly at prom?
Yeah.
Break both my damn thumbs.
Yeah, you don't need thumbs to finger blast her. What? You don't need no thumbs?
Yeah, I don't need thumbs.
So, yeah, but he is immediately, Matt's like, oh my God.
My thumbs.
I can't not have thumbs. And so that's all it takes. Like, Matt basically immediately goes to Kelly like, hey, I can't, I just remembered, I asked somebody else, sorry about it, and like dumps her immediately.
And that's what she actually said. She's like, that jerk just dumped me.
Right. And she doesn't even, Kelly, who has known Zach forever, dated him for a long time. Like, as soon as Zach swoops in, immediately like, oh my God, I just heard. Like, she doesn't put two and two together and go,
Zach,
you totally schemed to make
this
happen.
That's what I mean. Kelly has some emotional problems.
Yes.
I don't know if it's because she was the only girl and like an all boy kind of family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah, because she doesn't even go, all right, wait a minute.
It's almost kind of like she asks for it a little bit. She asks to be tricked.
Yeah, she completely falls
deep down,
for it.
She likes it.
Yeah, doesn't question it whatsoever. And it's just like, oh my God, Zach, it's so great that you're here. And yeah, I'll totally go with you. Now, Screech, meanwhile, goes to ask Kathy out again. And this time, Kathy is the most, she's like, for real, like, get the fuck away from me. You're disgusting.
In public, by the lockers,
completely,
within earshot of everybody.
Completely. And then so, at the Max, Screech is so bummed, he just goes and sits alone, even though everybody's at the table. He sits alone, he's like pouting. And then that's when Lisa...
is very weird, yeah.
He's super weird.
He just doesn't even look at his friends and sits alone.
Well, and Lisa tells off Kathy. That is the thing, look. I know their dynamic is what it is, but Lisa has treated Screech like garbage for years.
Right, but here's a theory, and don't tell me you never let your mind go to this place.
Okay, okay, okay.
Do you not think that Lisa Turtle had a couple of drunken nights
with
and
Screech?
Got a little handsy with Screech?
I
don't kid yourself.
I don't. You know, you're blowing my mind right now because I've never given it much thought.
You don't think that Lisa, feeling insecure that neither Zach nor Slater really ever gave a shit about her.
Right.
That just on a random Friday night while
you know
Zach
what?
Was with Kelly and Jesse was with Slater and all her friends doing, Screech is just there at a party.
Right.
Maybe at Pete's house. Maybe
yes.
at someone's house. And Lisa's a little drunk and Screech has a little moped and maybe Screech
you,
offers
you know
her
what?
A ride
you might
home.
Be right.
You don't think that there was at least some heavy petting over
right.
the
when
clothes
when it's
just
stuff. A case of like all my other friends are coupled up. I don't have anybody.
Like that's why she's so mean to Screech, I think, because I think she does think Screech is a moron, but I think she's so overtly mean to him because she's like, motherfucker,
don't
we got
tell
a
anybody.
Secret,
yes.
And if you tell anyone,
yes.
I will cut you off.
You know what?
Come on, did I not just blow your mind
you
right there?
You kind of did.
It's happened. I know it's happened.
You actually kind of did. And that, because that could explain, yeah, like being openly mean to be, to emphasize like, no, I promise you guys, I think this guy's super
She's
gross.
She's projecting.
Yeah, you might
They've
be
right. They've hooked up a couple of times.
Damn!
And yes. And that's why she even gets a little mad when girls are a little angry at him. Cause,
yeah,
because
she
know.
Tells Kathy off straight up.
Good, yeah, she should.
She goes up to Kathy like, I can't believe what a dick you were to him. Fuck you, Kathy. You suck, yeah. And your clothes are ugly.
And by the way, don't forget where you rank out of the 30 people in Bayside,
yes.
Kathy.
Yes.
You're 15 at best.
Yeah. Damn, you
Lisa's
are kind of
number,
blowing.
Lisa's number three. I mean, I actually got Lisa at number two.
I do, too. I think
I got
Lisa's
Lisa
beautiful.
Way above. Well, yeah, oh, not even that. Just in terms of all around.
Yeah.
Cool factor. She's way better than Jesse.
I agree with you completely. I think Lisa is, like, gorgeous.
Yes.
And it's interesting you say that because I had a guest, the last male guest said that he thought Jesse was the hottest person in the whole show. So it's like, you know, opinions vary. But I'm with you.
Theories
I think
on
Kelly
Jesse too.
And then Lisa. And I think they're kind of neck and neck to me because Lisa is gorgeous.
Like, I think Jesse did grow up to be Elizabeth Berkley's character in Showgirls.
Oh, for real, in real
That's
life.
That's who she ended up being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think she still has substance abuse problems.
Oh, sure. Of course.
And
The pills were hard to kick for her.
I think that, like, after Belding told her we have no money and slammed the door in her face, like, she had to call her sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Her sponsor. Her sober coach. Totally.
For sure.
Yeah,
100%.
I agree. I totally agree. But yeah, so Lisa sees Screech come in and sit alone and then goes to sit with him and is like, look, buddy. What if I asked you to prom? And of course he's like, don't fuck with
don't
my
play
emotions.
With my emotions right now.
And she's like, no, I'm serious, Screech. Like, I'll seriously go with you. And he, okay, this is the thing though. He flips out, understandably. But then he goes and runs into the kitchen of the Max, which I'm like, where are you going? You can't, you don't work there. They won't let you in the kitchen. But he's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. And then runs off into the kitchen, which is nuts.
Have we talked about what happened to Max?
No, because I don't. Yeah, he just disappears.
Some shady stuff must
just season
have happened.
Two or whatever, and he's gone.
I don't
Do
wanna
you know in real life that Max works at the Magic Castle?
At Alonzo?
Mm-hmm. And he also, because I had Chris Hardwick on, who's friends with him, he works for big shit people. Like, he was like head of Illusions
well,
on the Britney
Spears
tour.
Well, he is like a real
tour.
Deal
Yeah,
high
he's like a respected magician.
Yeah, that was no.
Yeah.
That wasn't like a character they wrote that they then he had to learn. He,
yeah.
They wrote
he's
that
real
him.
Guy. But yeah, apparently he works occasionally
what
at the Magic Castle.
What happened to Magic Chick gone wrong maybe at the Max?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, my guess is that, yeah, it was, you know, you're doing magic. He's pulling doves out of shit. That's like violating health codes.
Something happened shady, yeah. And Max had to leave the Palisades.
Yes, exactly. Totally. And leave the management of the Max to no one. Like, no one's in charge of the Max now. There's never adults there. Yeah. Dude, trust me. I've gotten so deep into the Max on every episode because I can't even bend my head around the business plan and that there's no adult there ever in charge. Like, he just left and now it's like a free-for-all that kids just run.
Kids don't even have to pay for I think,
yes.
See, if Bayside was a higher-end school, you could say, well, maybe Bayside absorbed the Max and
right.
That became like a student
right.
Union kind of place, but Bayside has no money. It definitely did not absorb the Max.
Yeah, it can't even pay for a prom.
They're
how
not
does
giving
it
out
a
free
diner?
Burgers.
Yeah, exactly. So, Screech is super psyched. He runs off. Now, the next scene is actual prom night, or the day of the prom, because Jesse and Slater are, like, decorating. They go to the boiler room. I don't know what to find something, but my thing is this. I don't know about in your school, but you wouldn't have been allowed to go to the boiler room. I don't even know where the boiler room was in my high school.
It's just one
and
of those.
And I don't
those,
think you can go to it.
It's one of those things, like, you would ask the
janitor.
The custodian.
Yeah, they would
say,
have a key
hey,
to it.
Where's the ladder? And
yes.
Then he would either take you down there or he'd bring you the ladder.
Yes. Like, there's no way two kids would be able to just go to the boiler room by themselves. So they go down to the boiler room. And while they're standing there, the door just slams behind them, ghost style. And locks from the outside? Or, like, how does that work?
I told you my theory while we were watching the episode. Yes. Is I think Jesse had that all planned out.
Yeah, you were like, this is a long con. Jesse did all of this to get Slater alone.
Yeah, I think Jesse had it all planned out. She's filling out some kind of fantasy situation in her head. And
she didn't want to go with whoever was her date.
Yeah, the door slam. I think it was all a ploy just to get Slater in the boiler room alone and to turn up the heat.
Well, and again, we're in a time where it's like, we don't know why they're broken up. This is a weird time. They, you know, they're
there's yeah, it's almost like there was a lost episode. Was there like an episode that just didn't make it to air that they filed
away?
Where
they explain like their breakup. But yeah, so they go in the boiler room. No adults are around. No custodian, no nothing. Door slams. They're fully locked in there. Now,
trapped.
Yeah, and again, no one checking up on them. So then in the hallway, Matt walks by Kelly and Zach, and he says something to him like, "Watch your thumb, Zach." And that's when Kelly goes, "Wait a minute. This is super weird."
Well, yeah.
Why did he say that to you, Zach? Did you scheme to get me alone? Which, duh, you know this guy better than anyone. You know all he does is scheme. And so he tries to go, no, Kelly, but wait, you don't understand. And she goes, no, I understand, and I'm not going to the prom with you. Which is a weird move because it's like, okay, I get you're trying to teach him a lesson, but then that also means you're going to the prom alone.
Which is crazy because that's exactly what happens. She shows up at the prom.
Alone. The hottest
alone, girl in as if she couldn't have just snapped her fingers.
Gotten any dude.
And yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, no, Zach.
Her version of taking a stand.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to teach you a lesson by also teaching me a lesson. So they both go alone. So the next scene is we're at the actual prom. We're in the gym that's decorated country style. And the whole time, Slater and Jesse are locked in the boiler room.
Screech is on the mic.
Screech is on
Belding's
the mic.
Belding's on the mic. You know about Belding in the karaoke. That's been...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. You.
Well, and because, yeah, I see anytime I go to like a bar in the valley, I see him.
Well, I think he runs Dimples.
Oh, he runs
the,
I knew
the
he...
karaoke night.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's the host.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You
I just knew
know
it was
that.
Like a thing. I knew he was there all the
I
time.
I think he's like the resident karaoke host at Dimples in Burbank.
Oh, and what is that? Not like every Tuesday or something?
I think it's every night. That's a straight up karaoke.
But
I don't
he
know.
Does it every night?
Maybe not every night, but I think he's there.
Have you gone on purpose to see him do it?
I think it's been a few years. And no, but I used to go there because I used to live over there.
Right.
And I would see him in there, but just he would just be in there as a patron.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And
yeah.
I just think he has an affinity for karaoke.
Yes,
and was in there so much that the owner probably said, well, hey, why don't you host the night? And he did. So, yeah, I saw that and immediately I said, wow, he was training.
Oh, yeah. He already had the experience
for the karaoke.
Like
emceeing
this dance.
He was emceeing the square dance / senior prom.
See, now if he's in a hosting capacity, I might go and see you. But there have definitely been times in bars in the Valley where I've been like, okay, Mr. Belding, calm down.
If you're in Burbank and you got some time to kill or whatever, if you have, pop in the Dimple,
yeah,
see if he's in there.
He'll
just
be
stick
there.
Stick your head in there.
Yeah. I might have to do that sometime. But yeah, so he's emceeing it. But then they cut to the boiler room again where Jesse is on Slater's shoulders because he's like, hey, take off this vent and we'll try to yell or whatever. And then she perfectly falls into his arms. I mean, it's like a figure skating move. It's so perfect.
That's what led me to believe it was a setup.
Because you think she was like, maybe I should get on your shoulders to see.
That's what
knowing
led
what
me
she was
going to
do.
Believe it was a setup because she's on his shoulders and then she causes the balance screw up. Slater's jacked. He's not going to have a problem holding her up.
Yeah, he can hold you.
He's got crazy core strength. He's on the wrestling team.
Yeah.
She makes it all, you know, the balance all crazy and then does a perfect like WWE.
Yeah, it's like so gracefully into his arms.
Move down. Yeah. That's what made me, that reeks of a setup.
Yeah. So she's all of a sudden like, whoops, and is like looking right in his eyes. And so they have like a moment where they're like, what? And then he's like, okay, whatever. We got to get out of here. We're trapped. And so that's when they decide, you know, she's like, what are we going to do? And then he's like, oh, okay, we'll turn it up. We'll turn up the heat because then in the gym they'll go, oh my God, it's so hot. We got to come check on them.
Which, you know, I mean, it gets hot. You're trapped.
Might have clothes to take some clothes off.
Clothes may have to come off. It just the whole, now I think Slater's catching on.
Well, I got to say, this is like my favorite line of the episode because he turns it up super high and she goes, oh my God, it's so hot. It's just like a furnace. And he goes, yeah, because it is a furnace.
She just has not recovered.
Yeah, she's so flustered.
Remember how smart she was?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Oh, you think
so
this is from the pills.
And then put so much pressure on herself getting it to Stansberry.
Yes.
And started taking those pills.
Yeah.
Did shitty on the SATs after that. And then was downhill since there.
You think it's that was all addiction, the result of the addiction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was part of her misuse
of
drugs.
Of speed.
Yeah.
So she is like,
she's
so he's like, yeah,
cells.
It is a furnace, dummy. And so then, so they turn it up. Crank the heat, and then so upstairs, everybody's like, oh, it's super hot. And then they try to go, like, Lisa and Screech try to go to Belding. Like, shouldn't we go check on the boiler room? And he's like, no, it's fine. We're totally fine.
For a second, he's like, yeah, maybe I should. No, I'll just turn up the air. Classic Belding.
Yeah, so they do not get rescued
yet. But they have the money to air condition the whole fucking school.
Yes!
They didn't have $300 for the square dance.
Right, but they can pay the air conditioning bill.
Central air, so yeah. I'll just go turn the air
up. Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Everybody will be fine.
It's a party.
Now, that's when Screech jumps on the mic, because he's like, okay, I'm going to MC the square dance part of it. And so, okay, well, Kelly and Zach are arguing this whole time. The whole time, Zach's trying to be like, Kelly, just hear me out. Just let me tell you why I had to be with you. And she's like, I'm not having it. Until finally he comes up and is like, no, seriously. And she goes, okay.
He lays it down.
And it's right when the square dance starts.
Oh, yeah.
Like this vaudevillian sort of... He's got an in-between square dance.
Swing
moves.
Your partner around and around. He's like, Kelly, if you just hear me out.
And she's like, okay, I'm listening. And then they have to do
Pete
moves.
Would shuffle in.
Yes. Now, Screech is emceeing this. He knows all the words to a square dance song. And everyone there knows how to square dance. There's not one person that's like, wait, what do we do next? They're all on board immediately.
I think it's a cultural thing.
They just all are like, yeah.
It's a Palisadian thing.
Oh, you think so?
I just made that up.
Actually, no.
Palisadian.
I will say this, weirdly, well, I grew up in Georgia. We did do square dancing in PE.
I mean, I did a square dance as part of like a dance thing that the whole school had to do.
Yes.
And this is in Brooklyn. And yeah. I was like 7 years
Me
old.
Me too. And I feel like in elementary school... During a couple of, just like a couple weeks of PE, we did
some square dancing.
Did you remember
it by senior year
no,
of high school?
No, never would I ever remember any of the moves.
It's like they all took a class.
Yeah, everyone here is fully on board with square dancing. So Kelly and Zach are like arguing mid-square dance.
So dope.
And so finally, when it's, Zach does another baller move, gets on stage, whispers in Screech's ear like
a freestyle lyric.
Yes.
Off the top of his head.
Totally off the dome. Say this.
Turn your partner, don't look back. Kelly, you go outside and talk with Zach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it works.
Kelly, it doesn't take much to fool Kelly.
That's true.
Kelly went, oh, okay.
Yeah, and they walk outside, and then that's when Zach's like, listen, Kelly, I'm super still into you. Can't believe we ever broke up. I never got over you. And she's like, you're right. We totally should be together. And it's like that easy. And
quick
while
turn.
They're doing this, they hear from the vent Slater and Jesse yelling. And they're like, what? It's coming for the vent. And then they kneel down and they're like, we're in the boiler room. Come save us. And then they do. They go downstairs. Apparently, they don't need keys. They just go downstairs.
No, because it locks from the inside.
Well, no, it locked from the outside because they can't get out. So I don't know how they got in.
No, it locks from the inside of the boiler room.
Well, no, because then they'd be able to open it, right? If it locked from the inside.
Right. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I confused myself.
But they don't... Either way doesn't make sense because Zach and Kelly just walk down there. They don't have a custodian. They don't have keys. They just walk down there and open it.
Almost as if like it was just a button lock.
Right.
Now, why you'd have that, really, you'd only be using that to lock people in.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. But so either way, lock inside, outside makes no sense. So they come out and then they come into the prom. They're covered in soot and everybody's like, what? But I say this. Where are their dates? Jesse and Slater had other dates. So are their dates still sitting at home just waiting on them?
Got to imagine that. Huh. Do you think they showed up at all? I mean, if Kelly goes to the prom alone.
Right.
Which
maybe
don't,
they
let's
just...
not forget about that fact that she's still, after Matt dumped her because of Zach's, you know, trick.
Yeah.
She still went to the prom alone.
She went to the prom totally alone. Well, because here's my thing. Jesse and Slater's dates don't know. They're sitting at home, like, waiting for them to pick them up.
Right.
So do you think that they just got to a certain point where they go, you know what? It's 8 o'clock or whatever. Clearly they're not coming. I'm already dressed. I'm just going to go ahead and go to the prom.
I think they were there. They were one of those extras.
Right. Because if I'm one of those people, then when they walk in, I go up and I'm like, where the fuck were you, dude? I was waiting. I'm waiting at my house.
I spent a lot of this time looking at a lot of the extras, and I could, unless I missed something, Lisa was the only black person.
Oh, yeah.
In the whole episode.
Oh, yeah. Remember, the only other time
there was one Asian woman I saw, and Lisa. They were the two most ethnic
Well, remember, the only other times that black kids go to the school are the episodes where they give Lisa a boyfriend or something. Remember?
Huh.
Remember when she dates the freshman? That's
yeah.
a black kid.
Oh, that was
and
a big
And Brian,
episode.
The nerd.
Yeah.
Where she turns into a nerd.
She tries to be smarter
yeah.
for him.
So that's like the only other time. Yeah. It got real racist on this show sometimes.
And let's also point out, while the school has central air and a great heating system.
Yes.
The refreshments are... about 8 cans of Diet Coke in a bucket of ice. I saw a small bowl of pretzels.
Yes.
Small bowl of peanuts.
Yes.
And it looked like there was like Red Vines or some kind of Twizzler.
Yep.
That's the spread for your senior prom at $50 a ticket.
Yes.
You could buy yourself some peanuts and a Diet Coke.
Yes. Senior prom is the biggest dance, the biggest occasion of the year, and that was the spread.
Let's go crank. I still can't get over that. He cranks up the central air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
But, yeah, so that's how it ends. That's how the episode ends. Everybody's back together.
I also want to point out one last thing.
Yeah.
It seemed like Kelly was turned rather easily by Zach when he went outside and professed.
Completely.
But I think there's more to it than that. I think that while I've been kind of shitting on Kelly this whole time, saying that she's a little dumb with certain things, that she doesn't catch Zach, I just think that she's still harboring some insecurity from the nurse, which we spoke about,
sure.
which came out. And Zach, you know.
Well, let's be real. Zach's not the easiest guy to trust.
Not the easiest guy to trust. So I think that a lot, she wanted to say that maybe even earlier.
Right.
She was fully ready to say we should be together earlier in the episode, but she had to at least make him squirm a little bit. I'm trying to recredit her.
Yeah. So, as we said in the beginning, you were so psyched to do the show.
Super
you emailed me and you were like, you don't understand how much I love Saved by the Bell.
I feel terrible for, I don't know how, Saved by the Bell awareness is high, so I don't know how I have not been on this show before.
Hey, it's no problem.
I just blame technology.
Yeah, I do not take it personally. I'm glad that we met. I'm glad that we were able to do this and that you are so down with this.
So down.
And I also, you might want to come back because I think for that Lifetime movie, I'm going to do a special one-off where I watch the movie, the behind-the-scenes
movie.
How
long is the movie going to be?
I think it's like movie length. I think it's going to be an hour and a half.
Are you going to watch it when it airs, like live?
Yes. Well, I haven't determined the format, but I
because
definitely want
to
watch it.
There's a part of me that wants
it.
To watch it alone and enjoy it.
Yes.
And just like really,
and really
soak
absorb
in.
It and then watch it with a crew.
And then watch it. But I will make myself available.
Okay, cool. And you, so same as me, like when you were growing up, because when I got home from high school, I was like, I'm going to sit down and watch 4 episodes of Saved by the Bell. Like I knew that was my schedule.
See,
every day I got home from school, I watched this.
Now, but you were watching them in reruns.
Yeah,
I did do that. I watched them in reruns.
I originally did watch it Saturday mornings.
Those
I was
are
in
my
middle school.
My fondest memories were watching it. My Saturday morning routine was like I'd wake up around 8:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And this was the days where you still had to like look in the TV guide to see what the episode was about. And I had a couple of cartoons I enjoyed that were before. But I believe it was 11 a.m.
Yes.
Saved by the Bell.
And then like California Dreams.
California Dreams after that. And every now and then they would go back to back. That's the thing. They would throw surprises at you. They go like back to back Saved by the Bell episodes.
Right. Totally.
And you really were reading the TV guide to see if they were repeats or not.
Right. But did you care? I didn't care.
I didn't care. But
I mean,
man, when there was a
time.
Fresh episode.
Oh, yeah.
That was must see TV.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, by noon I was, you know, I put my shorts on. I was outside playing wiffle ball in the street.
Right.
None of my friends watched Saved by the Bell.
Really?
I was the only... My brother didn't watch it. A couple of my cousins maybe would watch a little bit, but I was by far the most dedicated crazy
person.
See,
that's funny because I think... Yeah, friends of mine did, and especially in high school, definitely friends watched it. Like, we would talk about it the next day. I mean, at that point, we were maybe... I have a genuine love for it, but of course, I know it's not, like, high art. So, like, we would kind of be clowning on it, and we would just be, like, the next day in high school, be like, oh, my God, can you believe Slater said this? Like, we totally watched it.
I'm gonna be transparent for a second. It definitely has... And this is why TV and movies and stuff do have an impact on youth. It has affected my ways with women.
Because you took notes from Zach.
Well, not even necessarily that. Yes, but not that I was as good with women as Zach was, but I tend to fall on the cheesy romantic side.
Oh.
That this show so often did.
Right.
You know, elaborate apologies to get the girl back.
Right.
And speeches like Zach gave at the end of this episode.
Right. Oh.
I am very much cut from that cloth.
So were you pulling those moves like in high school on girls?
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was not as confident as Zach to like walk up to a girl and be like, hey, you and me, we're going to go to the dance if you're free. I wasn't really that. But, you know, like when Zach and Slater fucked up that one night with the girls, when like Slater wanted to go to a Raider game.
Yes.
And Zach was like jealous of a ex-boyfriend of Kelly's. They did this whole apology theater thing at the mat. Like, that's the kind of shit I would do.
Wow.
I had that sensitive Saved by the Bell side to me.
Oh my God. So like that time, like when Slater dresses up and does ballet for Jesse, like you were ready to do shit like that for girls.
For sure. For instance, too, like, to me, one of the best moments, if not the best moment ever, was when Kelly finally agreed to go to the dance with Zach and her father lost her job over the missile crisis.
Yes.
And she couldn't go and blah, blah, blah. Like, Zach having the prom outside.
Prom. Yeah.
Yeah. With the kid. That's what I would do. That was my kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
100%. Full transparency. Yes. There's girls who may hear this right now. From back in the day, like, oh, yeah, that was Jerry.
That is nice.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost weirdly jealous.
And I was raised by a lot of women. I had nine girl cousins who were all various ages, and it was just my brother and I. So, yeah, I went the cheesy route.
You know what? I appreciate that. I feel like not enough fellas did that.
Serves me well now in my old age.
Right. And you're old and you're younger than me.
No, I'm not older than you.
A year younger than me. No, I'm 35.
I'm going to be 35 in like 3 months.
Oh, okay.
So
we're
the same exact.
Well, yeah. So you did also watch it in reruns then when you were in school.
I've seen every episode at least a minimum of 10 times each. Some I've seen 100 times.
Oh, right.
I own every episode.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like the DVDs and shit.
I'll send you a screen. I own every episode.
I got to have you recount the story that you told before we started recording that you, for your birthday, because of Saved by the Bell, did a murder mystery thing.
Well, two times I've done this. One of my other favorite episodes is when Lisa wins a competition and her prize is this murder mystery weekend.
Yes.
Which, by the way, this episode was one of these hidden gems I was talking about. I think they like dropped this episode on like a Thursday evening at like 7 o'clock, like a bonus episode, the murder mystery weekend one.
Right.
And there was another one that they did that with, which I'll say later. But yeah, in that episode, they go on this murder mystery weekend, and it's a whole great time. My 30th birthday years ago, I had a party where I rented a hotel room, and they have like a company that will come on and put on this whole show for you. Meaning, if you're invited to my birthday, you will get an invitation.
Right.
That you're invited to this thing. You get a character to play, and you get a set of circumstances. Like at some point in the night, you have to throw a drink on Jerry, and you have to hit on Kevin Blob Christie, and all this stuff. And then someone will get the letter like, you are the murderer. And under no circumstances do you divulge this.
Right.
And there's like a moderator.
Oh my God.
I mean, we're there drinking, and then at some point the lights go off, and the lights go on. Kevin Christie, who was on this show, was the person who got murdered.
No way!
He was so happy because he only had to play the game for half the night, and then he was done.
That's
so then
amazing.
You eat dinner, and you keep drinking, but you're in this character the whole time, and then you're conducting an investigation.
Right.
There was that, and then for my birthday this past year, my girlfriend found this company out of Long Beach that takes you out on a decent, nice-sized boat.
Right.
And there's this whole dinner murder mystery theater.
Right.
Where you can make up your own character. You make up, like, your own name, but there's a bunch of actors who are, you know, waiters and bartenders, and there's cops who come in.
But you make up your own name, but do they still tell you, like, you're the murderer or you're the whatever?
Well, that's
like
the thing. Not to give anything away, because in case people ever want to do this who are listening, you're not, as far as I know, if you're not part of the actual crime, but you don't know if the person sitting next to you is there like you are as a patron or is
working. Or if they're an actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know you're not, if you know you're not working for the company, you'll never be tapped on the shoulder like you're the killer.
Right.
But at one point throughout this night, the cops who are there investigating the murder that happened on the ship, my name came up. They literally just called my name and brought me up and started questioning me.
Well,
and
now
I'm a suspect now.
And what was the name they called that you used?
Well, yes, they encourage you to make up your own name. You don't have to use your real name. So my girlfriend and I went as Zach and Kelly.
Yes, you did.
On my name tag, I say Zach Morris. It says Zach Morris. So they called me up as Zach Morris.
Oh, my God. Rad.
And they interrogate. And I also enjoyed it. And I made myself look a little shady because I was enjoying the heat of possibly being the killer.
Yeah.
And then when I got back to like my little table, my girlfriend was just looking at throwing daggers. Like, if you're the killer, you better tell me right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm not.
Right.
I'm not the killer.
Right.
She's like, and she, at the end, you have to write in who you think did it and why. And I think she picked me.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a
fun
night.
I kind of want to rip you off now and do this and also go as Kelly and My Boyfriend Goes as
Zach. You guys should, I encourage people, you should totally do it. The one I went on, like I said, it's a boat. It's a big boat. So you're not in any danger. If you're a little seasick, take some Dramamine.
Right.
There's another one that I'm going to go to that's been around for like 30 years in Brentwood.
Oh, okay.
That's the next one I'm going to go to.
Okay. How about this? When you do that, email me, maybe me and my boyfriend. We join you guys.
It's so
I'll let you guys be Kelly and Zach because it's your idea, and we'll be Slater and Jesse.
I will show you all. I'll show you the pictures when we when we're done.
Okay, cool.
From the night.
Okay, well, this is awesome. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Jerry C. Ferrara.
What's your middle name? I gotta ask.
Charles.
Okay. Because Kevin, when he G, I was like, what's your middle name? It's Gordon.
Gordon.
Isn't that a
Kevin
cool?
Kevin Gordon Christie.
I think that's
pretty
fantastic.
KGC.
And yeah, and that's how Kevin's your friend. And that, thanks, shout out to Kevin Christie, who just did a fantastic episode, because he's the one that was like, hey, can my friend Jerry be on? And I was like, he wants to be? And he's like, oh, dude, you don't understand.
He knows. He knows.
He super wants to be on. I was like, of course.
He told me about it, and I told him, you need to get me on that. And I've competed in trivia competitions.
Oh, my God, awesome. Okay.
I could go pretty deep with Saved by the Bell.
Oh, well, we'll have to have you back. So thanks to Kevin for setting this up. That was awesome. Yeah, and so that was another episode. The next episode, for everyone watching along on Netflix, the next episode we'll be doing is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which, you know, is the one where they rap Snow White.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of drama going on because, should I not preview it? I shouldn't preview it. No, I don't want to ruin your next episode. Sorry.
But, and lots of people, I have to say this about that. Lots of people have been emailing me like, oh, you forgot to do that one. And I'm going by this actual air date order. So, no, I didn't. That's the next one coming up for those
of you. That's
a good one. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, that's such a good one.
It's so good. Yeah, so that's the next episode. And I just want to say thanks to everyone, as usual, for leaving good iTunes reviews and all the fantastic emails we've been getting. Huge thanks again to David Hornbuckle, who is my ex-husband, who does the audio for this. And I always forget to shout him out, but he's awesome and great, and he does me real solid. So he's awesome. And again, I'm going to be doing the finale live at the LA Podcast Festival, which is the last weekend in September. So if you want to get tickets for that, it's lapodfest.com. I'm also going to have an affiliate link on the Tumblr, which is gobayside.tumblr.com. And thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Beep, 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 go Bayside!